You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is oh so simple. Rocket can. I can and will be here with you for the next 4 hours. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and damn it, we just gonna have a good time. There's a lot to talk about. Obviously, there's a Thursday night football game going on right now. The Kansas City Chiefs host the Los Angeles Chargers, and right now the Chiefs are losing 17-7. And there's literally a play under review right now as Patrick Mahomes might have thrown an interception. And, well, an acrobatic INT by one if the Chargers end up with the ball. And so, obviously, when the game concludes, we're going to talk about it. We'll give you all of the facts. We'll give you all of the details. The first half of the game almost put me to sleep. Who would have thought the Chargers and Chiefs giving you some type of offensive or defensive battle to start the game? But it was pretty dry. And so let's see how things pick up here in the second half, as we have already seen the Chargers come through with a score. I repeat, they currently lead 17-7. It's the third quarter. And that touchdown, or excuse me, that interception, not counting. Hit the ground, doesn't count. So the Chiefs maintain control of the football on their own side of the field. We'll keep you up to date there. We had a legend retire in the world of sports. Roger Federer has stepped away from the game of tennis. He's going to play his own tournament that he created a few years ago, and that's it. 41 years old, multiple knee surgeries, he's done. We're going to talk about Roger Federer, his influence on tennis, and what this means for the remaining male crop of players. We told you yesterday that Serena Williams on Good Morning America, she left the door ajar for a return to the world of tennis. We hear every day a new story about Tom Brady and just his football mortality, and then how his wife and family feels about him playing football. Jamal Adams is out for the year. It's just a lot going on. If you want to talk to me here while I'm on air, the number's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm on social media. That's Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. So that's at JR Sport Brief everywhere. Before we move on and get things kicked off, Shep, how are you, man? You doing good?
No complaints, JR. I wish we had a little better second half here, but let's hope we get that in the remaining 20 minutes of this game.
It's still early.
Yes.
It's still early. These type of games, when you get two quarterbacks out there and Mahomes and Herbert, two of the best in the game, you know, there's an expectation that the score is going to be through the roof. And we haven't seen that. Not yet. Not yet. And so there's still plenty of time. I'm still coming to a realization that this game, Thursday Night Football, it's being broadcast on Amazon. Like, you have to have Amazon, and I believe Amazon Prime, in order to watch this game. And it's making me go, and I see a lot of memes and tweets about it. You know, people are saying, hey, my dad is asking me how I can watch the football game, and people are going, what's Amazon Prime, and how do I get Amazon Prime? And this is just a new space that we're in, where we have Apple TV and we have Amazon, and I don't think I'm missing anything. Those are probably the biggest two streamers new to the world of sports. They got games on. It's not like, hey, here's Fox, here's ESPN, here's CBS. Amazon? I turned on the game and I had to say to myself, it was only, I don't know, 10 years ago, Amazon was selling books, and that was their entry point. And they went from selling books to, you know, selling that tablet. And he went from tablets to sending stuff to your house. And every time I see an Amazon truck, I'm like, where's UPS? Oh, there they are. Not big as Amazon. It's crazy, Shep. What the hell was Amazon 15 years ago? What was it?
I owe you an apology, by the way.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, what? The Chiefs just scored a touchdown.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's just now it's going to be 17-14. But
yeah. Well, when
we got a lot more game.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, I know he's not running things. He's not running the show anymore. But when you have the pockets and you're that deep with those pockets as Amazon is, you understand that football is virtually king in this country. And we don't have royalty. The NFL is the closest thing to that. So with that being said, JR, when you know, I'm not surprised that Amazon's doing something like this. I wouldn't be shocked if you know, one day, you know, we see Facebook do something like this where they have NFL rights to some games.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
I do.
They're a little behind the eight ball when it comes to. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Meta, as it's now called, and Facebook and Instagram, in the world of digital, they're a little long in the tooth. They got money. The audience and users are getting a little older, and they're not as advanced. They're actually they're complaining about the money that they're losing. So, yeah, would I be surprised if Facebook is streaming in the future? Nah, not at all. But I have no idea, none. What is Amazon? Do you remember what Amazon was like 10-plus years ago?
It was a high caliber luxury packaging service.
Well, before, no, not even. It was like, hey, here's an ebook. Like you, it's no different than Apple. Apple's entryway into taking over the damn world was, hey, obviously Macintosh. I mean, that goes back 30 plus years. But it's like, hey, here's an iPod. Oh, here's a phone. Oh, here's all the software for the phone. Okay. And it just grew from there. And now, you know, Apple TV. And Apple TV has rights to games. And it's like, if Amazon is going to deliver packages to my house, I can order a Roku and have it by the time I leave the studio. I can sit down and watch the game here in the studio on Amazon. I can have food delivered to the house. It's crazy. It really is. And so as the sports world continues to go, like, what do we have to wait? 20 years until the Super Bowl or Amazon gets streaming rights to the Super Bowl? It's crazy. And I know there are people who don't like it. There are people who say, oh, well, how am I watch the game? And the game is on too many platforms. I know for baseball, you can watch a baseball game on Turner, Fox, Apple TV, ESPN still does Sunday Night Baseball. TBS, yeah, TBS, I guess, and TNT. TBS, I believe. There's just so many platforms. And here's the thing that really sucks. You got to pay for them all, Shep. You got to pay for each one of these services individually.
It's kind of crazy because when you look back at the last 2 years of American society, nobody, and I mean nobody, benefited more from the pandemic than Amazon.
Oh, my God.
Their
profit
in 3 months, in the first 3 months of 2021, JR, soared up to 220%, which is also the same thing as nearly $10 billion in 3 months. You're damn right they're jumping into the NFL game. Look at how well they made out in those first 3 months of 2021. They were ahead of the game because of that. They lucked out.
They're paying the NFL $1 billion plus over the next 11 years to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
Well, they made 10 times that in a span of 3 months when every other big entity in America, and I should say the world, was losing money. So if you're Amazon, you are working with house money in a way that no other big corporation has been able to do so in the last 2 years. They've been very lucky.
Everybody's stuck in the house. What do they need? I need a computer, but I can't go outside and get one because Best Buy is closed. Amazon. Need some cleaning supplies sent to my house. Well, not going into the store. I don't want COVID. Amazon. Amazon will deliver groceries to your house. This man, you never have to. I think as a lot of people learned, and I think a lot of people still subscribe to this, you don't have to go outside. You can have everything delivered to your house, which is crazy. I have Amazon Prime. I don't know how much it costs. What are they taking? $15 from me? So I could have a box delivered to my house once a month and I don't know, so I can watch Thursday night football? And then Apple is taking money from me? And man, Major League Baseball has a streaming deal. The NFL has a streaming deal. I don't think the NBA has one. I don't believe so. I guess they're going to be next to go ahead and have one of these deals. This is the one thing I don't like about streaming. It's the latency. It's the delay. That's one thing. And this sounds even wild to say. Oh, cable back in the day, a cable. Everything was on the same just timeline, same frequency. It's like with streaming, there's always a delay and the quality craps out a little sooner. I don't know. Someone who is tech worthy might disagree with me, but a coaxial cable seemed a little bit more stable than, you know, running, I don't know what these things are, Ethernet fiber optic cables. So I got to get used to it. $15 a month for this. $10 a month for that. As long as the games still come on through the television screen, I'm okay with it. And for people who happen to be older, I know they're not happy with it because they don't give a damn about Amazon Prime. They don't want to watch a baseball game through Apple TV. I have Apple products, and I didn't when the Apple season or the baseball season started, I didn't know if I was going to be able to watch it. Sometimes there's so much nuance and so many intricacies to watching a game or using a product. Sometimes I'm shocked when I call Apple for support and assistance, and they don't charge me for talking to a service rep. Welcome to the new world. It's where sports is, where it's going. And it's not just the big three or big four networks. Now we got to deal with streaming. Amazon, Apple, Shep mentioned it, Facebook, and who knows, in another 10 years, there'll be another product that no one has ever heard of. That's just pushing the limits as to what we watch and how we watch it. If you're a sports fan, this is also the reality. You don't have a choice. You want to watch the game? You better get that app. You better pay for it. I just hope that the quality improves, man. Some of these delays drive me nuts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're here, and we are streaming and broadcasting all over the airwaves on the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM 158, on your local affiliate. And to smart speakers, many of them which are being distributed via Google and Alexa, another Amazon product. Hey, Shep, Amazon is doing everything, right? Is this going to be like Terminator?
Oh, man. Well, I hope they have a better ending.
And at the end of Terminator, didn't the human stop the robots?
He gave up acting to become governor, but yes.
I was going
in a different direction with that one, but yes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, sir.
He's still here with us, right?
Yeah, very much so, yeah. I mean, I feel like every Sylvester Stallone movie these days.
Oh, wow.
By the way, JR, can I ask you a quick question? What do you make of Amazon taking NBC's Sloppy Seconds?
Whoa. Al Michaels?
Yes.
Oh, did you just call a 80-something-year-old man?
He's 77.
No, he's not.
I know. I thought he was older too, because he's been doing it. He's been doing it for so long. I mean, he called Miracle 42 years ago, for God's sakes.
What do I think about Al? Ask me that question again.
Okay, maybe the sloppy was a little too harsh. What do you think of NBC taking? What do you believe of Amazon taking NBC's basically? All right, sloppy seconds, because NBC basically said, "Yeah, we don't think you're good enough for a modern day audience. So we're going to go with Mike Tirico instead." And then, as an analyst, let's go with someone that has done college for the last 25 years.
Kirk Herbstreit.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I'm going to answer that on the other side of the break. Speaking of too old, I'll answer your question about Al Michaels. Is that Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'll answer that on the other side of the break. We'll talk about the announcers. And then I want to talk to you about Roger Federer. Because he's also older, and unfortunately, he's also done. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, yeah, Chargers lead the Chiefs 17-14. We'll talk about it. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thursday Night Football. It's going down in Kansas City right now. Arrowhead Stadium. The Chargers. They lead. About 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. 17-14. There we go. The Kansas City Chiefs have the ball. They're trying to get some more points on the board here to either tie the game or take the lead. They're going down the field. And we'll keep you updated on this Thursday Night Football matchup. Super producer Dave Shepard asked me prior to the break about the announcing team, which happens to be Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. Yeah, from college. And then Al Michaels, formerly of NBC. Now, Shep, I've said this many times, on several occasions. I'm not really a fan of listening to anybody on a broadcast. You know, I'll have it on here or there. I might have on music. I might have it on mute. It doesn't do anything for me. But this is Amazon's first go-round. Like, what are they supposed to do? No idea.
In terms of what you're asking, what they're supposed to do, I know you don't typically, you don't pay attention, unless it's Vince Scully, you don't really pay attention to a lot of the broadcasting.
I get that.
But I do.
I'll listen, right. But I don't have no preference unless someone is like Hubie Brown, you know?
Yeah. I think he puts you fast asleep. JR, I just think that if you're Al Michaels, like, the writing's on the wall, right? Like, you're a legend, and NBC still said, we're not going to keep you, my understanding, we're not going to keep you in any capacity. And so Amazon thinks they're trying to, you know, really bring in the new audience with streaming and all that, and Amazon is not even a millennial thing. It's a Generation Z thing these days. And this is the guy you have as your number one, play-by-play guy?
Do the listeners care that much? They're familiar. I mean, Al Michaels is there for a reason. That's because whether or not you're ancient or whether you just found out what a broadcaster is,
right?
Whether you know it or not, you know and you're familiar and you trust the voice of Al Michaels. And so he adds validity to the program.
Yeah. I hear that, but his time has passed. That's like for example, there's 1,000 other guys you can put in this situation before you put Al Michaels there. And the same thing about Kirk Herbstreit, who seems like a great guy, was wonderful at Ohio State. We get all that, but he's calling NFL games now. Like, come on, like there's people that have waited decades to be in that spot. To be a number one guy on a Thursday night, a Monday night, etc. And you're going with a college guy. It's a slap in the face to the 50 guys that should be doing this instead.
Well, familiarity goes a long way. And obviously they're going to have to hit the switch at some point in time, knowing that, yeah, Al Michaels is he's on the older side. But he is a legend. It's indicative, yeah, sure, that NBC didn't want him. But we know that Mike Tirico was basically being groomed and put in that spot anyway. I actually told this to someone earlier tonight in the evening. I said that I didn't even really notice a difference on Sunday Night Football that Chris Collinsworth was paired up with Mike Tirico, because I feel like over the past few years, and maybe it's a matter of illness or a day off, it just seems normal. It's normal to hear Mike Tirico. It's normal to hear Chris Collinsworth. And so the combination of the two did not feel any type of different. Jamie, he's calling from Tampa. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jamie?
How you doing, JR?
I'm doing very well, thank you. What's on your mind?
I have to make this opinion. First of all, Al Michaels, I love the dude. He has a legacy and a history with the broadcast. But why should I have to pay for Amazon Prime to access Thursday Night Football when I can turn on my radio and get it for free? You feel me on that, Jay?
Most people who have the option of visualizing a sport would probably prefer to watch it than listen to it.
Well, I guess maybe that's just because I'm visually impaired, so I get sports primarily by listening to it.
Okay.
But that would
explain things, yes.
Right. Now, Curve Street, I mean, he could do NFL, but it kind of, my favorites were always Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth.
Okay, yes. So Sunday Night Football, yes.
Right, exactly. And I don't see why they just couldn't reuse them for Thursday night. And frankly, I mean, instead of Amazon Prime, why not just put it on a network like, you know, an NBC or Fox or what have you? And then you just hook up an antenna and get it for free that way.
Well, this is how this works. So in the case of Chris Collinsworth, he is still under contract with NBC,
and right.
Al Michaels was not. So that's why you don't have Chris Collinsworth joining Al Michaels here. And when it comes to sports rights and the broadcasting of it, you know, we do have the NFL spread out just everywhere. NFC typically is the home to Fox, AFC, CBS. Here's the deal. When you're a sports league, all of these television networks and now these streaming companies, they bid. It's like going to an auction. The rights are valuable. And so you can only go, quote unquote, where you are wanted and where the money is. And so why is the NFL on Amazon? Why is Major League Baseball on Apple? Because these sports leagues know ultimately one day, sooner than later, the time is starting now, that they have to stream. That's it. And the second thing is, if you are Amazon and you are saying, we want to pay you, you know, $500 million more per year to broadcast these games than anybody else, it's a business move. You're going to take the money. And so that's what it is.
Money talks. Hey,
yeah, it does. Jamie, I'll put it to you this way. If you had $5 billion to give the NFL a year and you had the capacity of broadcasting their games, the NFL would say, Jamie, we're going to sign up for your network. You get Thursday Night Football. So
right.
That's how it goes, man.
Yeah, I mean, and besides, if anyone came to me and said, Jamie, we'll pay you $500 million to put it on your network, and they were paying maybe Fox or whatever $10 million, $500 million?
No. The networks pay the leagues.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got mixed up there.
Let me break it down to you another way. You want to know why we have athletes right now making $50 million a year like Aaron Rodgers? It's because Amazon is paying the NFL. It's because Fox is paying the NFL. It's because CBS is paying the NFL, and they're not paying them pennies. They're paying them billions of dollars. And so you add all that money up, and you start looking at the $20 billion pie that the NFL is bringing in revenue, and you say, here's $20 billion. How do we split this cash up? Well, we have to give some of it to the players. We have to give some of it to the owners. And you think about the salaries and the salary cap. The salary caps go up in accordance to revenue. The more money that the leagues and the sports make, the more money that the accountants sit down and say, this is the allowable budget. This is the salary cap for this given year. And when the salary cap goes up, so do the player salaries. And so big money here.
Now, Jay, let me ask you this.
Yes.
So I know Sunday Night Football we have now on Peacock. But now all we're missing now is Monday Night Football, and then we can stream the whole gauntlet of games.
Well, we might. Who knows? If you give it – look, it's a wild world. I can't predict the future. What I can tell you from as much as the way things are going, give it another 20 years. There won't be cable, okay? Everything to a certain degree will probably just be streaming into your house. You know, it won't be here's your cable box, here's your Apple TV, here's your Roku. Everything will probably be through some type of streaming service. And so, we have Sunday Night Football on NBC properties. Peacock is an NBC property. It belongs to NBC Universal. Monday, you have ESPN, which is obviously Disney. Thursday, you now have Amazon. And we all might as well get used to it, Jamie. That's just the way things are going, man. I appreciate you.
No problem, man. God bless.
To you as well. Shout outs to Jamie for calling from Tampa, Florida. Yeah, look, there ain't going to be no cable boxes. You can throw that out the window. Let's think about this. DirecTV is already in a space where it goes, well, we got to stream. Why? Because ain't nobody angling to run around and get a satellite dish like years past. I remember in the 90s, I remember putting a satellite dish up on my roof. Man, what an experience that was. I think for most people, unless you live in a particular area where that is still the best way to get television, not everybody is set up to be wireless. Not everybody's set up to just be streaming. But for the bulk of people living in major cities and major areas, the streaming is just the way things are right now. Welcome to a new world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of that new world, tennis is entering into a new world. We got Serena that dipped. Now we got Roger Federer who's dipping out. We'll talk about Roger on the other side of the break. I'll leave the phone lines open for you as well.
Number six. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love hearing you every day. I get off work and on the way home, I love hearing you. I'm glad you live in the great state that we live in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, I'm in the great state of Georgia. Yeah. A lot of great things about Georgia. I love it. Some crazy things, too. Every place has its good and its bad. Every place. No perfect place. But I love it. Speaking of perfect, Justin Herbert. Even he can't be perfect. Right before we went to break, Justin Herbert basically threw a pick six. Jalen Watson, defensive back, rookie defensive back for the Kansas City Chiefs. He got his hand on a ball right at the goal line. taking it 99 yards to pay dirt. And with about 8.5 minutes left in this game, Kansas City now leads 24-17. And somehow, some way, the Chargers always end up with the short end of the stick. And tonight it doesn't appear to be any different. We still have a lot of game left, and so we'll keep you up to date. Kansas City leading 24-17. 855-212-4CBS. Justin is here from Sacktown. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How's it going? I like it's that beat. It'll get you going no matter where you're at.
What'll get you going? What?
That beat coming in, coming back from break. I like that.
Yeah, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no matter what mood you're in, you'll start going on that one. I like that.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to say I like that conversation you're having with the, I agree with you totally with the whole other viewpoint, looking into like with the marketing and the money on the other side of things, not just the people on the field, even though everyone contributes, you know, like it's a big supply chain. So it's cool to see that, you know, coming in the conversation and getting on the side of it. And it's with those big companies.
Yes.
So go ahead, sir.
No, absolutely. It's a lot of people. The NFL ain't paying to be on TV. I mean, this is not.
Yeah.
It's not public access. It's people want to pay the NFL because sports has such a gigantic value because it's live. It's tribal. I could think about, I'm not a big TV guy, but I know most programming, you don't have to watch it live. It's streaming as well, or you can binge watch, and it's not like the 80s or 90s or 70s, and you had to watch at 9 o'clock. Yeah, and if you miss it, you're screwed. No, it's not the case anymore.
Opportunity, I think, especially, you know, Amazon or Prime, they have the capital and they're always looking to improve just like we are what we do, you know, so there's no in the journey with a continuous improvement. So they're going to fire some little things off, you know, like you were talking earlier before a big change hits and, oh, what do we do now? So they're slowly, you know, manipulating and changing things to see how it goes with the streaming and then with the broadcasters. I think, you know, they're ride the wave and, you know, get out when you're done and support your family with that foundation you built over the years with the hard work and, you know, win-win.
I'll tell you this much, and thank you, Justin, for calling from Sacramento. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, he was sitting in the box watching the game with Roger Goodell. And Jeff Bezos looks like he's having the time of his life, and Roger Goodell looks like he's on punishment. Just kind of what it is. And this is just the beginning. And you want to talk about how valuable sports is. There used to be a time where you could record the game on a VCR if you were not home. And you could actually avoid knowing the score and the results because you didn't have a phone that fed you all of the information. Those days are over. There used to be a time, I think it still exists for some, where you can DVR a game, you can record a game if you can't watch it live. It's like, oh, I'm on my way home, but I'm not home yet. I got the DVR, the game is rolling, I can watch it from the beginning, and it would even be cool because you could fast forward the commercials. Well, those days are over now as well. I remember years ago for the first time being able to watch a sporting event on my phone when I wasn't home. Game changer. I don't have to rush home. I can watch the game while I'm in transit from my cell. When I walk in the house, I can turn off my cell phone or at least stop watching on my phone and watch the game. Come on now. This technology is crazy. One of the first things that took place when I turned the game on tonight through Amazon Prime, and this is the one thing that sucks about all this streaming, is all these options. You got to click this and click that. It's like, I just want to watch the game. With television, or used to be cable, you turn it on, maybe the most thing you saw was the TV guy. Tonight I turn on Amazon Prime to watch the game, and it's just like, hey, this is a new experience. It's like, yeah, no bleep. Just give me the football. And then it goes, what did it ask me? like something you can watch this for free with Amazon Prime. I'm like, I got Amazon Prime already. Just leave me alone. It's like making those phone calls. Hey, Shep, you ever have to call someone in customer service and you have to go through what is like an endless loop of press one for English.
And you never, ever
get a
human. But not only that, you never have the luxury of them ever saying, you know, you're going to wait for a reasonable amount of time, this occurrence. It's always this particular week, this particular day, we're receiving higher than usual call volumes. That's the worst.
You know, they do that on purpose so people will hang up.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
They do that. And now they've gotten smart. You used to press like zero a million times, take you straight to a human being. Now they've arranged the computers to basically diss you. You press zero a bunch of times, the computer will tell you, sorry, I didn't get that. And then it'll go through the whole stupid-ass scrolling, press one. It'll take you all the way through nine, and it's just like, I don't... It's customer service is torture. And it's done that way intentionally.
Oh, yeah. And JR, now it's automated to where, like, you're going back to the operator every 20 seconds, like... Like, please stand by. We'll assist you momentarily. Thank you for your patience. And then, like, 20 seconds later, the same exact thing. So the music dips out. You think, oh, my God, I'm finally getting a human being. This is great. I broke through. And that's not the case at all. It's just teasing you.
Listen, I had a case last week. I finally called one of these things. I got through to a human being. The human being, and after, like, a full explanation of what I was trying to do and what wasn't working and why is this way and what's going on. This is a full explanation to a customer service person. Customer service person earlier in the call goes, this is your cell phone number, right? I can call you back. Oh, yes. And then, okay. Well, okay, do you mind, Mr. Jackson, if I put you on hold for a couple of minutes and figure out why this is this way? I say, yeah, please figure it out. That's fine.
Right.
And so I'm on hold now for 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And then I hear like someone, and then it gets clicked, and I say, wait a minute. And I go, I'm done. And so the 30 minutes that I spent trying to get to a human, being on hold, going through that stupid press one this, then getting a human.
Right.
And then explaining in detail to a human what the issue is, then being told to go on hold, and I go, yes, fine, figure it out, and then I get hung up on. Man, I got a lot of hair. I was about to pull every strand of it out. Not fair, it sucks. We can make everything stream and do all of this and that, but coming on down the pipe to customer service, that's just something we haven't figured out yet. Just everything has to absolutely be a robot. It sucks. Tom is calling from Colorado. I don't think he's a robot. He's a human. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tom?
No, I'm not a robot.
Okay, good.
This whole, you know, watching it on Channel 5 or Amazon Plus. Actually, me and my wife sat down a couple months ago and went, okay, our cable bill is $200 a month, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
What do you want to watch? What do you want to watch? And I'm like, well, I need sports. I need blah, 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 blah. I need blah. And then she's like, well, I want this, this, and this. And we would have had to sign up for every streaming service there is right now. And it was like $100 more than what I'm getting ripped off for cable.
Well, is it necessary? So did you stick with cable, or are you now streaming everything?
No, we just said, you know what? We'll just stay with this for now, because, you know, I like watching CBS Sports Network. They give me Jim Rome. They give me Army and Air Force and Navy football on Saturdays. She likes her, you know.
I don't. What does she watch?
Well, okay.
You don't know what your wife watches?
Well, we need our NCIS.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you this: Do you have any streaming platform?
Yes.
What is it? What are you paying for?
Well, she's got the Amazon Prime.
Oh, so you watching the game?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't care about the game because the Lions aren't playing.
Oh, well, ouch. I mean, that's a tough one to choose as the Lions. Well, listen, Tom, I got to get ready for commercial, but I appreciate you for calling from Colorado. I get it. Not everybody's a fan of streaming, and it does. It adds up. You have to be very selective as to what you want to watch. That's it. Because if you're paying streaming for everything, $20 here, $15 here, this and that, this and this, it's $15 here. Man, that money adds up quick. Is it worth it? It depends on how much you got in your bank account. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Uh-oh, Justin Herbert is hurt.